It was all run, not exactly regimented, but it was all very fixed. It was breakfast and then we went into assembly at this time. Everything, I didn't have to do anything. There was somebody on hand. Yes, a life rule, a rule by bell. The right. Big staff room, and then there was, through the arch, there was a smaller staff room. And I was allocated a seat in the smaller staff room. The trouble is that Mrs. Bingham was a terrific wit, and she could always make people laugh. And Mrs. Vaughan was a giggler. So if Mrs. Bingham said something funny, I would chuckle, and then Mrs. Vaughan along the line would chuckle. And sometimes we were in absolute hysterics, as happened one day when suddenly through the archway came Mr. Bingham saying, "Will you people stop making that noise in here? You're interrupting us trying to do our work." So we had to put our heads down and shut up. I was given all the English teaching in the upper third, lower fourth and upper fourth.
Right.
Period.
Stop. No exam classes at all.
No. Yes. Mrs. Bingham did the rest with input from Miss Lickies, because, of course, she was an English teacher.
Yes.
And she liked to see what was going
yes.
on. The first year, a quarter day off a week. Get on the bike and run into town to the shops, yes. And the second year, we had half days off,
right.
Which gave you a little bit more scope. Adjust things.
And did you feel, you know, the headmistress, Miss Lickies, had a huge influence?
Very much so.
Over the staff
so.
And what she
could be. Yes, absolutely. I think the point is, it was a boarding school, and each boarding school has its own mores and the way of doing things. And some girls and boys will react to that and see the opportunities, and some will not. Now, if you went to a boarding school and you were sporty and or musical, you had it made, because you could work hard and get into the first team and go away on Saturdays to matches, and you could join the choir and do all sorts of things. Very hard for the people who did not shine in any particular thing. That's a, you know.
Had it such a musical influence on all the children. Do you feel that was sort of part of the reason for being?
Yes. And Miss Lickies, while she didn't really develop the Welsh side of things, because that wasn't the way that she saw it, did develop or allow the music side of it to be developed. And there were lots of, not just Mrs. Thomas, but other music teachers who were very capable and worked hard at this. Yep.
Yes. Is it interesting, the fact that when Miss Nightingale, we're looking now,
going back
to headmistresses previously, that she set up many more Welsh lessons and Welsh opportunities.
Yes.
And do you think, considering that was the 30s, that this should have expanded more by the 60s?
You would have expected it to, but then again, you can't really criticise, because the war had come in between, and even just trying to keep a school going in the
right.
war, like
yes.
that must have been very hard. So I wouldn't criticise Miss Lickies for that.
So overall, were you pleased you had this opportunity
yes.
of teaching
Definitely.
In a private school?
Yes.
Did it colour the rest of your experience in
yes.
teaching?
I think it
state
did. Compare it with the other schools that I went into, but it was always in the back of my mind, the camaraderie of
yes.
at all levels.
Does it surprise you that we have a website now, even though the school closed in 1975?
It
and now
amazes
it's
people.
2015.
When you say, "Oh, we've still got the Old Girls Association, we still have biennial meetings, and we've got a website, and we've written this book." Oh, what? Yes, it always surprises people.
Yes.